Right, Clarinda comes away with a big 17-14 win here over Van Meter on here with some big contributors here on the night. And let's just kind of go down the line, guys, here, obviously, just kind of start us off. Give us the thoughts, kind of the takeaways on this win for you guys here tonight.
I mean, it's just a great win for our program, great for our community. I mean, it's just awesome.
It shows us who we really are, who the Clarinda Cardinals are, who what we do in the offseason.
This just shows our community and how they get behind us and back us in everything we do. And I am so proud of our team, our coaches, our community. And that's a statement win, and we're looking for more.
Absolutely. And Jordan, just talk about that defensive side really all night tonight. You guys were pretty dominant there, particularly in the trenches here tonight. Just kind of talk about that defensive effort, what was kind of working on that side of the ball for you guys.
Going in, they're going to be physical. They're going to be big. We had to use our strengths, mix up our front. 4-3, we even went to a 6 a couple times, staying low, giving different looks with like stunts and slants and just mixing things up. It was awesome.
So, you know, obviously, you know, coming out of halftime there, you guys were tied at 7 there. You get a big stop there on their first drive there to start that second half. How big was that, obviously, to kind of keep that momentum on your guys' side there coming out of halftime?
Yeah, that was huge. Like you said, momentum. Momentum's a big thing in football. We used it to our advantage, and we got a stop, and then we built on that.
Lucas, we'll jump to the end of the game now here with you. You obviously come up with that big field goal there late there in that fourth quarter. Just kind of take us through that. What's going through your mind there, obviously, as you're lining up for that kick?
So I'm putting trust into Sam and Nolan to put that kick down or that hold down. I just stick to my mechanics, what I've worked on through the offseason, going to those summer camps for my kicking, working with NFL coaches that worked with NFL kickers in the past. So
you see it go through the uprights. So what are kind of the feelings there after that kick?
Happiness, showing the community that I'm good. I've been working through the offseason. That's what I've been doing. And shows the coaches that they can't put trust in me and those situations like that.
Sure, I know they're offensively tonight. You guys had quite a bit of success there on the ground there on that one with you, especially there, I think, over 100 yards on the night. Kind of talk about your performance. What was kind of working for you guys there on the ground tonight?
We were just getting pushed up front. You know, Van Meter's strong suit was their line. And their offensive line and defensive line, and we took it to them. I'm so proud of our guys, especially the linemen, for stepping up and giving me room to run. And I mean, they did it all for me, and I'm so proud of them. And I just want to thank those guys.
As I talk about those guys a little bit more, who are some of those guys that are up there kind of creating those holes for you tonight?
All right, we got Aiden Johnson, Sam Clyde, Jordan Buck, Griffin Phillips, Will Sunk, Trayton Calhoun,
Leslie,
Devin, Baylor, and Caleb in the backfield. Those guys did a heck of a job. I'm so proud of them. They've been working so hard, and they do it for me, so I appreciate it.
So you mentioned a bit of a statement win here tonight. How big is this for this program here to get this win and also set you guys up pretty nicely also here for some district play moving on later on in the season as well?
This is a huge statement win. This puts us in the doorstep for a district championship, and that's what we need. We want that first home playoff game, then another. So we just want to keep playing. Our guys showed up tonight, and that shows that shows a lot of character, and that shows heart. And that's what we need going into the playoffs, so I'm very proud of it.
So congrats on the win tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Alright, Clarinda comes up with a big 17-14 win here over Van Meter here at home tonight. Here now with head coach Connor Hannafin. And coach, just kind of take us overall thoughts, kind of takeaways here from this game from your guys here tonight.
Yeah, we knew going into the game we had to control the possession, time of clock, get yards, just continue to get first downs, and make them earn every drive. We couldn't give up big plays. And tonight our guys did a great job, okay, and they defensively just rallied to the football. They really couldn't get much going in the run game, which is a testament to all the guys up front. Our guys up front did a great job. When we needed the yards, when we needed the first downs, we did it. And when we needed to make the plays, we did tonight.
As I talk about that defensive effort really all night, that front for you guys was suffocating there. Gave up just a couple of big plays, allowed them to score a couple times. But just talk about your guys' performance on that side.
Yeah, the things they hit and scored on were our mistakes. And I guess they just – the key of the game was the line of scrimmage, and our guys up front believed in everything we taught, believed in the scheme, and they went out and executed, and that's why we came out with the W.
I said on the offensive side, obviously Noah Harris, another really big night for him. Just kind of talk about his performance and what he really kind of brought on the field for you guys tonight.
When it comes down to it, you got to put the ball in the best player's hands, right? And the guy, he's a playmaker. When the ball's in his hands, good things are going to happen. And towards the end of the game there, we knew the ball had to be in his hands. He did his job. He got the first downs. We won the game.
So obviously you go into half tied there at 7. You guys get a big stop there, a 3-and-out there on that first drive for Van Meter. How big was that, obviously, to be able to get a big stop there and keep that, obviously, an even ball game?
We know that coming out of half, that possession, whether we're on offense or defense, is huge to dictate the rest of the game. Our guys behind that got that stop.
You know, I thought we did enough to score when we got the ball, but just didn't hit, I guess. And you know, it's amazing just those guys buying in, continuing to grind, and it's a huge win for our program.
Obviously, they're at the end of the game. The big difference there, the field goal, Lucas Deanda. Kind of talk about him coming in their clutch there late in that ball game.
That kid's put in a ton of work since he's a sophomore since freshman year. All off season long, all he's done is put in work to kick, and it showed off tonight, man. And I'm so proud of him and the work he's done, and I'm just really happy for him.
So and obviously, you go with the call there to kick that onside there right after that field goal. Also, talk about that play call and obviously the execution there from your guys also.
You know, when I called it, I was nervous as heck, but I believed in our guys. They believed in the call, and we executed. And that's the difference in games like this between good teams is who executes the best.
So obviously, also a big district win also for you guys here tonight. How big is this win? Is a win like this obviously as you guys move forward now with your season here?
I mean, it's not a mystery. We're the only 2A team down in this area. Anywhere we travel in district or the playoffs is going to be 2.5-3 hours. We have to set ourselves up to host, and that gives us an advantage. And so we knew that was big going into this game, and I'm just so proud of our guys, and that's huge. But again, this isn't the peak. I told our guys this is just a step along the way to our goals.
Congrats on the win tonight here, Coach.
Thank you very much.